Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Wizards of Ecom. My name is Noemi, and today I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Carlos Alvarez. Welcome to your show.
What's up? Our show.
Thank you. You're welcome. So I'm super thrilled that you're finally on the show because I was talking about it and you're somehow my Scott Walker. Like for you, Scott Walker, it was like, I hope I can make it, you know, until like building it up. So you're my Scott Walker. So I hope that's a huge compliment for you.
I love it. And this is the first time I've been a guest on this show. So I'm excited.
Amazing. So on Saturday, you gave an awesome presentation, which unfortunately, I wasn't part of it. It was Danny's birthday and we celebrated. So the reason why, only reason why. And it was about PL and launching PL. And you talked about Amazon Live. And I consider that Amazon Live is a topic that most people don't know about it or don't know how to. Yeah, maybe, you know, that thing that if you don't fully understand how to use it to your best interest, you won't use it. So would you mind sharing about Amazon Live, what Amazon Live is?
For sure. Amazon Live Video is so you have a visual. It's, if you've seen a Facebook Live video, a YouTube Live or Twitch live streams or anything like it, it's really no different than that. Like there's somebody or somebodies on the other side and they're live streaming content. And you're going to have a title of what that live stream is so that you know whether you should click on it or not. It's important to have a good thumbnail image so people know whether they want to click it or not and it's attractive. But It's all of that on the Amazon.com platform. So the viewers are people that shop, usually like binge shop on that platform and pay an annual Prime membership for that platform, which I think the last stat shows anybody that has a Prime account is, I think they begin all of their shopping, like 90% of them on Amazon when they have a Prime account. So everybody there has a loaded card, whereas on Facebook or for a very short time, there was a time on Instagram where you could go live before like that Cambridge Analytica stuff. On all these other platforms, they're great to go live on, but you wish the whole time that it was this seamless way that everyone has their card loaded and they can just easily buy from you. But Amazon allows that to happen.
Got it. And who is eligible to use Amazon Live?
Three ways. That's a great question. Three ways to use it. Only three ways to use Amazon Live right now. One of them is you are going live because you have a Seller Central account and brand registry. Mm-hmm. So you must have brand registry and a Seller Central account. The second way, almost identical, except it's a Vendor Central account and you must have brand registry to go live on behalf of that brand. Those two are extremely important because the majority of the time that I have been using Amazon Live, I've been using it as a Seller Central or Vendor Central brand registered brand. And that means you can go live about your brand and your products of your brand. That's what you're limited to. That's not bad. Like, so if you only have access to that, you should totally do it. The third way to go live and be eligible is if you're in the Amazon Influencer Program and have access to go live. So you're going to see those three options when you go to the Amazon Live Creator app. I don't know if it's Amazon Live Creator or it's just Live Creator.
I think Amazon Live Creator, something like that.
Yeah. So like Amazon Live Creator app, you'll see those three options to log in to be able to go live. Now, applying to be an Amazon influencer, I think it's fairly easy. Mm-hmm. I think somebody said in the meetup event, it's fair to say that I have a big following on social media or people can easily see, oh, that must fit the influencer thing. But I know plenty of people, as a matter, I don't know anyone that's been rejected that has more than like that has less than like 40. So like if you have 40 people following you, I mean, you can get family members, friends or whatever, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook, or you could run a Facebook ad and spend pennies in like different countries or something like that to get followers. I'm not saying that's a good business move long-term, but if it's just to get approved for Amazon Live Video, I mean, I'm for Amazon Influencer, then I think it's a good move. Once you get Amazon Influencer though, and you attempt to go live and you sign in, it's going to stop you because there's an extra layer of approval needed to be able to go live as an influencer. You could still use affiliate links and stuff like that as an Amazon influencer immediately, but you're not going to be able to go live. So
there, may I just interrupt you? Because like yesterday I was looking at the presentation and it's like, I just like created the account and I didn't have that block, like that stop. It was like instantly I was able to create a video. Like, have you seen it, or does it depend on the type of account? Because like I also, as you are saying, I connected our Instagram account. It has like around 5,000 followers, something like that. Lately, not even very active, you know, but it was like instantly, like they accepted and it was like, I was able to use the app. So is there something new or what do you think it's like?
For you, not active on Instagram is what, only 10 posts a day? No, just like, okay. So
I was smiling to anyone listening to this.
So everybody could hear her smile. Yes, she was smiling. You know, there are some people that just immediately get approved all the way through and you're getting access to the live video. I'm seeing more and more people. It's getting easier and easier to get approved. I didn't understand, and I guess we could touch on why it's important to get approved as an Amazon influencer for live video. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why it was important, but I just kept trying to get it because it was more of just, I guess, FOMO. I'm like, there's something on the other side of this and I don't know what it is. And it's related to Amazon. So I must know.
Yeah.
And it took me many, many, many months to get approved. And I did it just by pretty much spamming, stalking like everyone in the Amazon Live Video department on LinkedIn. And I eventually got approved and I didn't get an email like you've been approved. Like when you go try to go live as an influencer, if you don't automatically get approved, which it seems like you did, it's going to tell you like you can join the queue.
Yes. And it was like also the first level, you know, the first level that you need like 90 minutes, something like that of content creation. And I already like was able to like have a, how it's called, when you're making your first video, but you're not going to actually like practice mode?
Preview.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So you're in the preview mode. So that's great. I suspect that it won't be difficult for anyone to be able to get access to Amazon Live Video as an influencer. I suspect it's going to get harder to get approved to be an influencer at some point on Amazon. That's why I'm just encouraging everybody to immediately go in there and create your Amazon influencer account, like do something with your profile and try to go live or request to get put in the queue. Because if you're not automatically approved, they ask if you want to be put in the queue to get approved, get in that queue and get approved. So I can't emphasize it enough. From what I'm seeing, going live as an Amazon influencer versus going live as a, you know, brand registered Seller Central person, it's night and day.
Can you please explain like some more? Because if you have the experience from both sides, it would mean a lot.
Yeah. Let me say this. Jeff and I spoke about it in the last episode that I did about Amazon Live Video. But for anyone that didn't listen to that, they should. But in case they didn't, Amazon Live Video is Amazon's second attempt into Amazon, into live streaming. Mm-hmm. The first one, I think it was Recode or whatever, but it was some other name. And it was the department heads really going live on behalf of the brands, which was horrible because they didn't really know the product or anything like that. So this new iteration of Amazon Live Video, when it came about, it was giving brand owners control of going live on behalf. And it sounded genius. The problem with that is not everybody's like an amazing content creator like Noemi. Most brand owners, or like the opposite of amazing content creators, let alone prolific content creation and creating, you know, calendars, like social media calendars and live video calendars and strategy and all that's involved. And Amazon quickly realized that because the people that were going live on behalf of their brand, very few, but those people, it was an eyesore. It was really, really bad. One of them was like an hour and 15 minutes of a banana hanger. And it was bad. Really, it did great, mind you, but it was really, really bad for Amazon's goal of attracting people to Amazon Live Video. So Amazon, and this is me just putting myself, assuming like I was in the room when they made this decision, but Amazon probably sat down and said, well, if this crappy content keeps getting created on Amazon Live Video, no one's going to come here and it's going to die. Who do we have that would sell products and would want to make money from it? And it was influencers. So I think it was a genius idea on their part, but what they did was they started prioritizing the feed as far as what's being shown in the Amazon Live Video page, prioritizing influencers. They had a pretty serious campaign reaching out to like the Chris Pratts and like major influencers to just go live and talk about like what gym gear they buy or like different protein powders they use and all that stuff, or beauty regimens and stuff like that. Yeah. Some of these influencers, I feel like there's a difference between an influencer and a content creator. Mm-hmm. Some of them were influencers and some of them were content creators. So you got to see how both would perform. So what comes of that? Shows, regular shows that people would want to create. As a brand registered owner, all you want to do is get up there and go live and talk about your product. You're not into creating a show. And a show is sticky. A show makes people want to come back. The second thing that's a major difference between brand registry and influencer is when you're brand registered, you can only go live and bring up your products or your SKUs and your brand in your gallery. But if you go live as an influencer, you can bring up your product and a lot of other products, maybe your competitors' products or maybe products that are very, very relevant, but have significantly more traffic than yours. And the reason for that is that when you're going live and doing your Amazon Live Video, you're going to appear for a period of time. Your live video is going to appear on the product detail page of that much higher trafficked competitor item or complementary item, which in turn gives you more traffic.
Yeah, correct. So let me summarize this so I understood correctly. You're going live, and for that, let's say 30 minutes that you're live, you're going to show up on your competitors page, correct? Detail page. Did I understand correctly?
When you're featuring that product in your gallery.
Correct.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. But when someone sees it, they're going to see everything else you have in your gallery. So what I like to do is I like to have, say I'm discussing a competitor's product or a much higher trafficked product. I like to also have my product and be talking about both of them at the same time. So if it's a comparison or if it works or having it on the screen or referencing it, something like that, so that when I'm featuring that product and I'm appearing on that other person's screen, they're also seeing my product.
Yes. Yesterday in the recording, you said something really interesting. You were saying something like you're gathering topics that you're going to talk about. And here, I think that's something super important to mention, because most people are, I'm selling my product. That's all I'm doing, you know? And you were saying that, look, I'm bringing also my competitor's product and I'm like showing different products as well. So how would you go about that type of, I'm gathering all this info, so I'm going to talk about, let's say if you're on cats, you're going to talk about cat toys, cat, I don't know, cat food, cat whatever, you know? So is that the type of like the way how you're thinking when you're saying, okay, you're bringing up also your competitors and you're not talking about only one type of like only selling your product? Or how would you go about that?
Yeah, I think I'm understanding that. So if I was going to do an Amazon Live Video and say that I was selling like a cat brush, do they like to be brushed, by the way? I don't know.
It depends on the cat. Yeah.
So like a cat brush, right? If I was selling a cat brush and I wanted to create a show, it might be a bad example because I actually think it is very sticky, like watching something being brushed and like watching all the hair coming off, or watching, you know, the dog or the cat really enjoying it. So that might be a bad example. But instead of doing a video of just that, you know, say my show or my episode that day would be, you know, three things that you can, you know, help you have a happier cat or like de-stress your cat or something. And in that show, I may bring up say one or two supplements that not people talk about, people talk about that's on Amazon that helps with de-stress. I might talk about one or two, you know, cat litters or something, because I seem like that's involved. And then I'd also touch on a few brushes, style of brushes that were out there. So I have a very complete show, and all of those products are relevant to the title, really, of what I'm saying I'm going to deliver on the show.
Got it. Yeah, makes sense. Totally. That actually brought up a few more questions, like in that scenario, because I was thinking it's just the creative juice. Like yesterday, I was like, hey, how can I like leverage this? So I'm not the one that's creating the content, but let's say my influencers are going to create the content. So how would you go about that? Let's say, are you allowing them to connect to your account and just like go live and so on? Or
how I'm doing it is, and when I'm saying that I'm doing, to be honest, it's somebody on my team that's doing this at this point. Like I've done it enough to where I've created an SOP for it. And now I look at it more as like overseeing the strategy of it. And what we'll use is vMix as a tool. And we also are just starting to use Ecamm Live, which I'm using for the meetup events. And I found out I could really use this for Amazon Live Video as well. So I'm using that. And what happens there is I'm bringing in the influencer as a remote guest. So on Ecamm Live, it's called remote guest. What does that look like? So you're currently, like, we're both in South Florida. You're in Broward-ish, Fort Lauderdale area, yeah, I think, or Brickell. Fort Lauderdale. So you're in Fort Lauderdale area. I'm 35, 40 minutes south of you. And getting together to do like a joint Amazon Live Video all the time would be cumbersome. Or say my location was here, having you drive 35 minutes to come to my location, that wouldn't make sense either, being convenient. Instead, I could create the feed here on my end, and I can send you a link, just like right now, like we're on this podcast. There's also a video element to it. I send you the link, open it, and then bring you on screen as the main feed. So everyone watching this on Amazon Live Video or anywhere else for that matter sees you going live. So I don't have to give you access to log in to anything. I don't need to enroll you in brand registry to give you access. You're not going to use the Amazon Live Creator app to go live. Now, maybe some people do that and that could definitely work. It's just not what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And in that case, you could just have a lot of flexibility. Like you could schedule out a whole bunch of influencers around the world, hit different time zones, and have them go live talking intelligently about your product. You could feed them scripts. You can get as fancy or not with it as you want.
Fancy or not, what works best for you? Or
simple works. Yeah, simple works. As you know, just like talking on the back end, like offline.
Yeah.
At around the 1 year mark on the podcast, it was like, okay, like how do we up our game for like everybody? So I've gotten more into, like, I don't read a script, but I like to, like, it's a challenge. Like I want to create the most, like you as well, like to create the most impactful, high quality show as possible for listeners. So I will script out points that I want to cover in the order that I want to touch on them. So in that sense, you could wing it. You know, you totally could wing it. But if you're bringing in influencers and other people to go live on your behalf, I think they should have some structure, because then you really can't get mad at them. They were like, oh, I tried, you know, I winged it and I ran out of stuff to say or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't feel like writing out a basic script is too fancy, but the short answer to your question is not fancy, not high production. That works a lot better on Amazon Live Video by far.
Understood. At some point, you were also mentioning SOPs. How would you go about writing an SOP for this process?
Yeah, well, it's several SOPs, actually. I mean, one of them is just the actual checklist of going live, like all the things you need to check to make sure that this is good, including your preview looks good. Having the person, if you're using an influencer, double check and send you a screenshot even, because you can schedule these lives in advance, which I highly suggest you do. Confirming that the link works, having them send you a screenshot of where their current internet speed's at, as much or as little as you want. So you have that part of it. And then you can have the pre-show, which is you know, some pre-recorded stuff that's happening before the influencer actually comes on. And that could be, you know, a few minutes that I learned from livestreamingpros.com, Luria Petrucci. I thought it was gimmicky, but it really works. You could make sure your checklist, you know, your SOP shows that you have social media icons showing on your feed as layers, that you've sent an email out or an SMS list or a mini chat blast, whatever you're using out to your people, if you're doing that, or if you have them, of the link that you're going live. The majority of the SOP, I feel, comes after the fact for me, because we're going live now sometimes once or twice a day. Mm-hmm. And creating a different piece of content to go live about that often is totally doable using, you know, BuzzSumo, Answer the Public, Frequently Asked Questions, reviews, and stuff on Amazon. But it's very difficult. It's very demanding to do that and create a calendar like that and a script for each and whatnot. It becomes a lot easier to redo some of those pieces of content you've done. So I'll try to do anywhere from 2 to 4, somewhere in there. So where the SOP I feel really comes into play is evaluating the metrics of the Amazon live video you did to determine how much legs does this have? Like, how many more times can we do this topic? Is it still hitting? Is it going up? Is it plateauing? Did this thing just tank? That's it. And then tagging, if you will, you know, away, like in a CRM, like a CMS, to where you have, this is the script we did and the content that it was about, and marrying it to the metrics. So when you need to look back in the past later on and say, how did that do? Like, how did we do on that topic? You have all of that together. So I feel like that's where it gets a little more complicated.
Got it. We're like talking, I feel it's like very advanced with the what we're talking about. And at this point, where would you start if you're just like a simple brand? Let's say you have a product, private label product, one product, two products, wherever you're just starting. Where would you start at this point?
I'd say create like a little challenge to go live Monday through Friday, every single day for 2 to 3 weeks. And if you sit down to plan that out and it's way too intimidating, remember, not everyone is a content creator. Not everyone is a PPC person. Like, some things are not for you. I don't want you to be miserable doing this, but I want you to figure out where you stand on that subject. And if you can't do it, hire it out. Don't just ignore it and pretend it's going to go away. If you can do it, I would suggest 2 to 3 weeks, because Monday through Friday, every day, because you need to learn how doing one live video is not going to do anything for you. You need to learn how to check your metrics, put it on your calendar, develop a discipline to do it. Like, all of that's important. So I would go live every single day, Monday through Friday, for 2 to 3 weeks. And then at the end, evaluate everything, your metrics, and determine, you know, was it worth it?
Got it. And if you say you mentioned like hired out, otherwise, like who to hire, or how would you look for someone to hire it out at this point?
I'm not sure of this name, but I'm hearing Riverbend. Mm-hmm. I heard Riverbend. There were some legal services and stuff in the Amazon space, I believe. I don't know them and I've never used the service, but I think it's Riverbend that's offering it. I mean, not many people are. And to be honest, I don't know their business model, but I'm willing to bet you they have an Amazon influencer account and that's what they're doing. The same thing that you can. They have a list that they're putting this out to, and they are, you know, very good at content creation, which is not taking anything away from them. Having a list and being able to create content, that's huge. Mm-hmm. But I would reach out to a service like that or hire someone in-house to do it.
Okay. So Fiverr and Upwork and all these platforms, do you think that?
Totally.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, something I also was thinking about actually yesterday. One of our influencers sent me a video that she was like reviewing our product and also some of our competitors without her asking, you know. And I was thinking, hey, what about like leveraging that type of content? So how could you leverage the type of content that you already have and to post it or like schedule it in the future? Can you do that as well?
That's a fantastic question. Yes. So user-generated content you could use in posts on Amazon. If you have video and also the static images that you use on posts, what happens is Amazon does not want you to use, they say, pre-recorded video as your live stream. So what they're trying to say is that like they don't mind if you bring up a piece of pre-recorded video, but they don't want you to do a 1 hour scheduled live stream. And all it is a piece of pre-recorded content. So how I would use that user generated content that, that you're describing is as you're going live or as the influencers are going live on your behalf, I'd bring up like, I guess to be a cheesy example, like don't listen to us, listen to all of our happy customers type of thing. And then I would using vMix or Ecamm Live, you would bring those up as layers onto the actual stream. So if someone gave you say a vertical video of them reviewing this product and it worked great for Instagram, then to your left or to your right on the stream, you just pause and you have that playing and they get to listen to it. I think that would work great for also if you have a product that, you know, just works really well outside or has like an assembly component to it. That's rather tricky. Say you have this massive pool that goes in your backyard, like one of those inflatables, like having a video of that and showing how easy it is to do is much better than having somebody fight through all the wind on your microphone and you bending over and all this stuff here, trying to inflate the pool. So I would bring those assets up as, you know, complimentary content on your stream.
Got it. That's amazing. That's great because then you can, as you were saying, someone else already did the content. You just have to schedule it, which is like amazing. Mm-hmmm. Yeah. And also I was thinking how, if you tested like different type of videos, I was also thinking of maybe because like we're in the pet niche cats, right? But like in any niche, by the way, it could be like having some funny cat videos or having something that is like, you know, cats are just because like when, so we got a new kitten, right? And we seen these videos of the catering and they just basically just recorded like it was a camera, like a baby monitor, something like that. And they were just recording. So those type of content, like, could you also use it as well? Or how would it work?
Somebody else's content? Am I hearing that right?
Yes, somebody else's content with their approval, of course.
With their approval, then there's no issue. Like you just bring it up as an asset. You would load it on vMix or Ecamm Live. It's just like a technical side of things. I don't even know if I'm using the right terminology to be honest, but, and then you would just like push a plus button and it would appear as a layer on your live stream that people are seeing that's above the layer that is you, you know, presenting or talking. You could totally do that. As far as creating the actual content of, you know, funny cat videos, you could totally create a show on Amazon that's was it America's Funniest Home Video type of thing? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you've heard of it, but like Amazon encourages that type of video. Just tie it to a product and have products in the gallery underneath it. Like they want shows. If you can get a hold of that much funny, say cat stuff in this case, and you want to put together like a montage of it, you totally could. Instead of putting it together and running it as a piece of pre-recorded content though, just have you... sort of what they do on America's Home Funniest Home Video. There's like a live crowd. The person's talking and be like, our next guest didn't believe that, you know, snow was slippery. And then he plays and a layer comes up and it's, you know, three or four cat videos where they were slipping and sliding on ice and couldn't get their footing. And then at the end, he comes back and he talks about the next one. So in that case, there is a break, like there is a live element to the show.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Now that brings me to a maybe black hat, not necessarily black hat type of question. But I was thinking like, okay, in case that most compilations don't really have the rights to the videos, but they are still using it. In this case, Amazon Live, how would it work? Or Amazon Influencer, how would it work?
I mean, are you asking if you could put something up that you don't have the rights to and get away with it? Probably.
yeah.
I know like, Amazon has the sophistication to be able to detect that. I know we have used like some music or something that we realized after the fact that, you know, this wouldn't have flown on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. We make sure that we do have the rights now to it. I know some people that have gotten suspended on their Amazon Live account, and I don't know anyone that's come back from that.
Hmm.
Like unsuspended on Amazon Live. There's not even a mechanism to appeal. So I wouldn't want to play with that.
Got it.
Create a contest. Like I know you have ways to totally do it, but just create a user generated contest with Woobox or something like that. And people need to submit, make the prize worth it. the people, if they're like cat lovers, they probably already have a whole bunch of videos and funny videos and pictures and stuff on their phone. Just have them upload that, and funniest caption with the most votes win at the end of the month. And then you have something that says what you're going to do with all of this stuff.
Yeah, we should definitely make it this on a, what does Bradley usually do? This like a test, this how it's called, like creating that he's testing some things.
Like a case study?
Case study, there you go. I could make it into a case study, definitely.
For sure. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So hiring, how much or what's the price range that you would look at for this type of things?
So far, I've not had to pay any influencers for doing this. I'm taking the, some people say no. So it's not like I'm not paying because no one's charging me. Some people may have wanted to charge and I wasn't good with it. We moved on. But finding influence, there's still the majority of influencers don't know about Amazon Live Video. Mm-hmm. And if you can, in an intelligent way, break it to them, like what it is and what your approach is, and be willing in a lot of cases to help them become an Amazon influencer. I haven't had to pay them. I'm just like, look, I'll do this. On when you go live for my stuff, I'll let you put your social media handles on the bottom instead of my brand, which I'm totally okay with. I found that telling them that they can do that and telling them that, hey, look, you're going to get a whole bunch of followers and not lurkers. These are people that actually shop on Amazon. And this is how easy it is for you to sell products. And during the live stream, here are your own links where you can get an affiliate commission on anytime somebody clicks on them in the chat. That's been more than enough. Now, the processing of stuff, the scripting and all that other stuff is just a totally different thing if you're hiring it out. But there's nothing there's nothing in there that you should need to pay more than like $5, $6 an hour.
That's cool. That's amazing. And how do you go about it? Do you have like your list or your, or who are the influencers that you are contacting in this case?
I'm contacting people that are either podcasters or create YouTube content or bloggers or anybody that's, you know, doing something in my space. I love going to YouTube to just search for my topic and see who's creating who's creating content there. I guess they would be micro influencers. Mm-hmm. I have great results with them. They seem to have like a very engaged audience, and they don't charge, and they're very like raw with the product and believable. So I'd say YouTube is my number one source for that. I also use Thomason.net and just search by my category type or one of my keywords and see who comes up. And then I get to see like all of their history and like what they've done video wise or post wise for this. Something else you want to do once you get, and this is just a little more advanced, is that link you have for your Amazon Live Video is shareable. So connecting with people that are willing to just share this into their network is also pretty important. I've paid anywhere from like $50 to $150 to have it sent in like an email blast when at a specific time when we're going live.
You're just having amazing, 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 like great content to share. Thank you so much for this. Carlos, to be super respectful of your time, let's wrap up, right? Three of your favorite books and why?
Three of my favorite books and why? I should be ready for this question, yes?
Yes.
Three favorite books. Two of them are by an author named Ayn Rand, The Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead. Mm-hmm. Just were very impactful for me as it pertained to just like business, the respect of money, and just people. It was very dense reading, I feel. I heard later that it's like required college reading. Since I never did the college thing, I never read it. My other one would be the one I talk about all the time, which is Virtual Freedom by Chris Ducker. Mm-hmm.
I am having it right here, reading it right now.
It's a fantastic book. I've paid, I think, $40,000 to get those teachings that are now in that $10 book. There's even extra stuff in that book that wasn't in, you know, what I paid to learn. And you could really just use that book as the entire blueprint of what you do. Obviously, I encourage people to like put some twists on it and make it your own, build on it and adapt it. But it's fantastic. Yeah.
Are you looking for the third book?
That was the third. So Atlas Shrugged, Fountainhead.
Oh, got it.
Mm-hmm. By Ayn Rand, and Virtual Freedom by Chris Ducker. Okay. I mean, I could go on. E-Myth Revisited, Slicing Pie, Founder's Dilemma. Like, so I just have a ton of books. You know what I want to do? I want to create a page on Wizards of Ecom that's like a recommended reading. Lately, and I've been posting it everywhere, you've probably seen, is it's not a book, but I'm loving two email newsletters. So I'm loving Morning Brew and Trends. Morning Brew especially, it's like really becoming one of the first things I read during the day, at the beginning of the day now, which is huge for me.
Amazing. And like also like regarding that, the $50 purchase, you by now you should know this question, $50 purchase investment in you.
Yeah, Alpha Brain.
It's
a nootropic purchased from Amazon. It's just helped me just amazingly with, I know in our like after set, after event networking, like some people call it a placebo, but I swear by it. It's you're one of them, right?
No one thinks this is a placebo,
but it's a nootropic. It's a pill. You have it in powder form too. I really don't care for the powder form. I'm going through mine just so I don't waste it. But brand's name is on it. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan plugs them as an influencer, but it's not an energy drink. It's a bandwidth enhancer. So you can only function at a certain level for X amount of time during the day. This extends that. No crash, no nothing. You really only notice that I feel when you've been using it for a while, like I really only feel like you know that it works because you forget to take it for a few days and you're like, why am I in such like a fog? And it's not a fog. It's just how you normally were before the Alpha Brain. So that would be my $50 thing.
Amazing. You know that I have to try it now and to really like prove it. Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Challenge
several
accepted.
People in the group have and they loved it. Tom's doing it.
Oh, okay. If Tom is doing it, then I have to do it.
For sure.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so the last question is like, how can people get a hold of you? But this is like, obviously, Amazon group chat. Is there like, you also offer services? Yesterday, I was looking in the like the video vault and no one really know actually about you and your services and your marketing. Sure. Can you share that as well?
I started offering, like I created an agency and started offering services like 9.5 years ago. I think one of the reasons why I don't lead with that is I would love for this not to be the case, but the majority of my money comes from selling products. And I do put a lot of love and attention. Actually, I put more love and attention into the services side of my business than I do my products because they're really at like a cruise control spot right now. So I spend more time in the agency side than not. But I guess if it was like my bread and butter to survive, I probably would talk about it more. Bluebird Media and Marketing Solutions or bluebirdmarketingsolutions.com. Yesterday in the group, what came up is we were talking about community.
Yeah.
And whether you should name your community your business. And my argument is that you should not, because nobody goes to a community to hang out. And I kind of polled everyone. I was like, who here knows the name of my business for services, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So and it was like two people in the entire thing. But I offer services, everything Amazon A to Z, preferably like three core services, which is consulting, PPC management, and full account management. I offer Google SEO services, but that's apart from Amazon. And then I have the Fiverr gig, which is my amazing name, a big Spaniard.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
That's it. If it's if that wasn't enough, that's it. You know?
Yeah, if that wasn't enough.
Yeah, so this was amazing. I'm super, super thrilled with you. Like,
you're an amazing host.
Yeah, thank you. I learn only from the best. And I get the best feedback, so this is why. Carlos is the one. Just hint. There you go. Yeah, amazing. So for everyone listening and everyone watching, thank you so much for joining us. Till next Wednesday when we're back, I'll be back. And Carlos as well. See you.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.